Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, as you think back to last weekend and just how those games were won by each team each night, that certainly is very, very rare. Does the nature of that and how rare and how late those games were decided have any bearing on your thoughts overall on your weekend?
Well, I think so. I mean, when you're close to points, I think that probably hits home. And, you know, they were close to points on Friday, and we were close to points on Saturday. So I guess that's the best way of putting it.
You guys, I said in the postgame on Saturday, you were in control of that game on Saturday, but it never felt like you could put them away. What does it take?
Got to get the three.
What's the mindset of, all right, we got to get this thing done?
Got to get the three. You just have to get the three. If you want to breathe better, you got to get the three.
As the season has progressed, your power play has been scoring some more goals. Your penalty kill has been getting better. You've had to kill off a few five-minute majors here in the last month and a half or so. But overall, special teams, late in the season, they win games or they lose games. Overall, how much better are you? How much more confident are you in both of those units?
Well, I think our power play, you're spot on, Schultzy. We're actually pretty productive right now. And sometimes we're productive in a way where it may not be pretty, but it's effective, and it's there's substance to our power play, and I think that's probably the best way of putting it.
Your first power play unit moves the puck around a ton. Doesn't seem to get a ton of shots all the time, but when they do get a shot, it's usually a pretty good one. They had a power play last Saturday where I think they had 3, 4, 5 shots on goal in that two-minute power play. What is it about the puck movement that can create shots and good quality shots in spurts?
Well, we're not going to have that puck movement tonight, too. I think a lot of it's the team you're playing, because Lake State will play an extremely soft diamond. Now, what that does, it allows you puck possession. It does allow you to move the puck around. It does allow you shots. But I'm telling you, it's hard to get puck recovery. It's hard to get second shots. I mean, you're going to possess it, but it doesn't mean that you're going to score. So, you know, you got to pick your poison sometimes as a penalty killing. Tactically as a penalty killing group, and what you want to do, and that's what they want to do. So you're going to give up something, but you're also going to benefit from something.
Teams, like you mentioned, kill differently, but yet the structure of that power play is always going to be the same. What little minor tweaks, though, are there from one week to the next?
But it won't be the same. We have to modify it to a diamond, to a box, to a soft box, to an aggressive box, to a penalty kill that might take the dot lane away. So you're going to roll at times, because if they're going to play softer, you want to get some rolls. You want to get some misdirection plays. Then if it's more of a, you know, an aggressive, you might want to try to play inside a little bit more. You might want to try to go for tip plays. You might want to use your bumper a little more as a tip guy. So, I mean, it all depends on what the penalty killing group does, and you got to modify it from there.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two, with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, tonight is alumni weekend. You're not going to get as many alums back as you would in a typical year just because of RH's passing a year ago. But this program, like a lot of college hockey programs, built on the history. But this one really embraces its history and loves its history and embraces its history. Does that all come from RH?
For sure it does. He's the architect. He's the guy that created this, and that's what happens when you've had somebody who was a head coach for 32 years. I mean, and really was passionate about it and was good at what he did, and was a good coach. But also, what he did is we use the word culture now, but you know, he used the word culture when we call it tradition. And it's all RH.
Who came up with the once a Beaver, always a Beaver? That sounds like an RH-ism to me.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think so, to be honest with you. I've never heard Coach say that, but I've heard him say many, many different things, and he's the tradition never graduates. So much of this is it's all because of Coach Peters.
How much and how often do your alums reach out to you over the course of the year after a big win or when something good happens?
Oh, all the time. And certain guys obviously are more they're more into texting or calling than others, but everybody's watching. That's the beauty. Everybody's watching, and depending on the game and depending on the situation, there's a lot of feedback, and there's a lot of guys. I got 3 or 4 every game. Every game, it's kind of fun, and that's their routine, and my routine is to respond back.
Are those guys that you played with?
What's that?
Are those all
guys? No.
See, that's what I think is great about the alumni base here is, yes, you played here, so you're going to have that extra relationship with the guys that you played with, but it runs a lot deeper than that.
Oh, for sure it does. And, no, actually, they're older guys. They're guys in the 60s and 70s.
We've lost a handful of those guys over the course of the last couple of years. You know, when the alums mean that much to you, when you lose them, it means that much more, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we're going to honor two tonight that passed away in the last couple of weeks, Bill Holland and Mike Oliver. And, you know, we all know Bill, obviously, again. Bill was, you know, Bill was a community member. He was he was so instrumental in hockey in this community, and so he's so involved in this community, and played hockey here. He was on the second team, third team, back in the late 40s, and you know, he just, I mean, he was synonymous with Bemidji, to be honest with you. And
did he play football too?
He played football as well, and no, he's very. I'm looking right now at the. You know, at the Bill and Betty Howe Scholarship right now. So he's got a scholarship. And then Mike Oliver passed away of cancer a couple of weeks ago as well. And Ollie was, you know, a year older than me. So tough one as well. So we've had two Beavers pass away in the last couple of, last